Hi, Amy, are you there?
I am. So hi.
I have Jeff on the phone, and he says he's better looking than the plumber.
Yes, much. And the plumber's right next to me, but he doesn't want to flood the place. So
oh my goodness.
He's giving me all these dirty looks right now, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. Hey, hold on. Hold on. What he's charging me an hour, I can afford to make jokes on him.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, Jeff, I'm going to leave you to Amy. You're in good hands. There you go. Bye.
Right. Thank you, Nadine.
You're right, welcome. Bye.
How are you doing today?
Amy.
Hi.
Good. I've got Tim over here. He's such a freaking retarded looking bastard.
And
now I
got to
step out of the room. He's probably going to hit me with one of his wrenches, you know.
Are you talking about Tim Prasco?
Oh yeah.
Yes,
the very tall, goofy looking.
No,
yeah, with like
talk
the
badly
yeah.
About my Tim. Well, don't you dare.
Oh, well, he wishes the pipe he had in his hand, which is 2 inches, was as big as his Johnson. I gotta leave the room. He's gonna come at me with the
French. I bet he is.
Yeah.
I take very good care of my clients. So tell me about
we're actually pretty good. Yeah, we're pretty good friends. He does all my plumbing and shit. So,
uh-huh.
You know. So anyways, I get to tease him like hell and back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we do like kitchen, bathroom models, finishing basements. I know ours is a little bit more intricate than, you know, a plumber who just does emergency calls and, water heaters and stuff. So
Who built this website?
Yeah. That was who the hell did that? Town Square, which I don't really love them, but they didn't do such a bad job. The guy that I have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you still with Town Square?
Unfortunately, yes. But I can make a change. You know,
yeah.
I really don't care. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I could get rid of it. I'm not locked into anything. It's monthly with them. I own the, what is it? The Tuscany built, .com. That's my domain. I make
you
sure
the
that
domain.
They don't own it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just kind of looking here over everything. So are they also running the Google business profile for you?
I don't think that they are. No. No.
Do you have the credentials to get into the Google business profile?
I probably do. I may have
That's
to go to my office and look
step.
Something
okay.
up.
Yeah, I don't need
right.
to write this
so
second,
I can
but
get
that
into
is going to
by,
be an important
Right,
step.
But I can just Google my business and get into it, right?
Okay. Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that right? That's what you do?
No,
you Google
you
my
can.
Business?
You can, and then you can log in. You can absolutely log in. So are you a general contractor?
Yes.
You have your general contractor's license?
Yes, construction, mass construction supervisor license, and also here we have to have the home improvement contractor registration, so I have both in order for us to work on existing homes.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, I got them both. And workers' comp, liability, I pay W-2, so I do it right. You know?
Okay, I love it.
I kind of wish I do what everybody else does around here, not pull building permits, but I do. I know.
No.
Because you know what? I've had too many of my like contractor and builder friends get in trouble for not pulling permits. Not even funny, you know?
Okay, Jeff. Well, I believe that we can definitely help you. So the program that Mr. Tim has, I can actually, because you're in a different category, I can actually offer you the same program. What we've done for him is we have taken over his Google listing. We've also included Facebook ads for him, and we've included, and then we've also gone to get him approved through Google Guaranteed.
He was telling me about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Google Guaranteed thing.
Yeah, his lead cost is about $30 less than yours because of what he's offering. So basically, what we do here is we take over the Google business profile and all of that programming to get placement there in the local area. And for him, what we've done is we've also compiled it with the Facebook ads to show him a strong return on investment while we're getting him approved through the Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed is, did he go over that with you a little bit?
No, he doesn't understand half the shit, but as long as he's getting his leads, he's happy. As a plumber, it's like, dude, he goes in, yeah, but it's the truth. Like, you know, he shows up, does 2 hours worth of work.
Right.
And it's like, you know, he walks away with $800. I mean,
yes.
That's not, you know, I never thought as a construction supervisor in Massachusetts, I'm responsible for the work he does. Meanwhile, he can just bill whatever the fuck he wants because there's such a shortage of plumbers. And they have such a strong, the average age of a plumber is over 60 now in Massachusetts.
Wow.
Because the union said, yep, up over here in Mass, you've got to work 5 years underneath a master plumber and then do so many hours worth of schoolwork and then pass the exams.
Well, they want to
it's,
sure
which is insane.
It
no, it's nothing to do with it.
No,
they have a very strong union. They got a very strong union where they didn't want competition and they could whack whatever. So they just reduced it this year back down to 4 years because they said this is crazy. Nobody's getting into plumbing. So hopefully that helps. But I find it hard to believe. They're all whacking $200 plus an hour. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Let me
so
help
anyways.
You. So what you're looking at, the local program, I can offer you the same exact program that I offered him, and that's going to be for the flat rate of the $249 that's reoccurring on a monthly basis. We'll build you a custom website. We'll go ahead and include all the bells and whistles, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Facebook ads. You're getting a really good smoking hot deal on the local. Normally it's $599 because, you know, you are a referral. We're waiving the setup fee and dropping it down to the same pricing that I did give Jeff, which is the $249 for the local and that program. For the Google Guaranteed, you can pass a background check, right, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even have a speeding ticket in my name.
That's beautiful.
You know?
So what that looks like is $250 application fee. That's a one-time application fee that's non-refundable. What that specifically goes for is to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that are going to speak with clients that you deem appropriate. Now, if you don't have anybody other than yourself who's going out to bid the client, then I would not suggest anybody else on there. You're the only one.
I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
I'm the only one because, my workers
the integrity
do not
of your company.
Understand.
I understand.
Well, no, they don't understand how to estimate correctly. They know how to do the work, but they can't. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the only one who ever goes out, okay?
Okay. So then the application itself takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks to completely process and get up and running. The requirements for that is a business license and insurance, which you already have, being able to pass the background check, 5 verified Google reviews, which will help you get. You already have the Google business profile, so getting those 5 reviews is going to be a cinch. Once you're approved for Google Guaranteed, Jeff, what this looks like is guaranteed leads coming directly to you. You're saying, Amy, how do you guarantee leads to me? How I guarantee leads to you is Google has built this elite service of Google Guaranteed. And what it does is it trumps all other pay-per-lead services. A, and most importantly, you only pay per quality valid lead. How Google determines if it's a quality valid lead, Jeff, is because what they do is the calls are recorded. They give you a specific Google call tracking number, and the clients are reaching out to you, not the other way around. They're not like, here, Jeff, here's a lead, and we hope for the very best. You and 6 other guys are going to pay for it. It only comes to you. Now, if that person calls you and they happen to be a sales or solicitation call, you are not charged. If that person contacts you and it happens to be somebody looking for employment with your company, you are not charged. If they happen to be a service that you do not provide, that is not listed on your profile and you choose to refuse the job, you're not charged. If it's in a service area that's not on your profile and you refuse the job, again, you are not charged. You're only charged if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare for what you do. And secondly,
right,
if you make appointment with the client. So really, you're only being charged for actual quality leads. The person contacts you, they ask you to come out for an estimate. That is a quality. That is a fair lead. Correct?
Got it. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Your lead cost, sir, your lead cost is $50.67. Okay?
Oh, that's not bad.
And it does not fluctuate. What I do have to inform you is that Google has not changed their pricing since 2018. However,
okay,
if it is subject to change, you are notified way before. It's not like, oops, Jeff, that lead was actually $200. It's not like that.
Got it.
Because Google sets a minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget from you for 13 leads. So they require the budget of $661 for 13 Google guaranteed leads at $50 a whack. Okay?
All right, so $661.
But that's not charged until you've been completely approved and you're ready to move forward with those leads.
That's for 13 leads, you were saying,
13
right?
leads. And the cool thing about it is it's completely pausable. Say you take your lady to
Houston. Yeah, let's say, because that's what I wanted to know. Let's say all of a sudden I am so friggin' busy.
No,
I gotta
pause it. You call, you pause it. They does not come off pause automatically, okay?
So I have to put it back on.
You have to turn it, cut it back on when you're ready. Okay, say you get booked on an enormous job that keeps you busy for 4 months. You're just going to call and say, listen, guys, thanks for what you've done, but I need you to pause it. And then what happens, Jeff, is you're not charged. That lead budget automatically rolls over to the next month, and it will continue to roll over until you're ready to restart those leads.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like you guys. How come I didn't, you know, I haven't heard of you. I only found out.
Well, we've been in business for 18 years, and the thing is that, you know, we have been doing this for quite some time, and I'm sorry that we haven't gotten to you yet. I'm just so grateful that.
Yeah, because it was funny when I called this number, because Timmy gave me the number, and I called it, and she's like, oh, sorry, you know, we missed your call. Thanks for calling us back. So it just must be something automatic that you guys do, because I was like, nobody's called me.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if you choose to move forward today, what you're looking at is the $249 for the local listing and the Facebook programming and then the $250 application fee. So basically $500 to get set up and moving forward today. And then that will include the custom website design. It will include programming for over 60 destinations. It will include first page placement on Google within the local mapping section, no more than 30 to 45 days for that. The ads will be up and running for the Facebook in the first 7 to 14 days. We're going to go ahead and include review generation and reputation management. We will also go ahead and ensure that you also get a downloadable app with call tracking. We're going to include client dashboard services for review generation and reputation management. We're going to include programming for over 60 destinations. And we're also going to go ahead and throw in Alexa.
Oh, cool. So what is the 60 destinations? Is that towns?
No. Oh, no. You get to pick, you get a radius. You can target your radius up to the entire state or even out of state, depending on how your licensing looks.
Oh, no, right? I don't want to go that far.
No.
I'd like to keep it within a 30-minute ride.
Yeah.
You know?
Then you can target. That is all inclusive. 60 destinations, what I'm referring to specifically is we're going to go ahead and program you in for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing.
Oh,
Yahoo.
I see all that. Those are 60
over
destinations.
60 yes. destinations, yes, sir. And this is, even though, you know, it's going to be very, very rare that you're going to get a call of somebody who said, hey, I found you on Hot Frog.
Yeah, right.
But these are the top 60 tried and true by Google.
Oh, don't laugh. Don't laugh. I've had people call me from Hot Frog before.
Have you?
I was just like, huh?
I love that.
Yeah,
I
this
love
was,
that.
But I mean, I haven't had a call from them in like 2 years. Didn't somebody buy them out or did they shut down finally?
No.
They were awful.
No,
anyway.
They're still around. They're still around.
Yeah, maybe they're more popular in different states. I don't know.
It's
you know?
True. It is true. Depending on the destinations and things do tend to trend in particular areas. Like where you're at, you know, excavation is called land clearing and excavation, but in the South it's called bush hogging. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like every area has their own way.
Terms, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's our job is to ensure that you have that proper placement and you're being targeted properly. So you want to give it a shot.
So you guys will target. Yeah. So you guys will do like kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, and all that stuff.
Oh
like,
yes,
you mean,
absolutely.
Finishing basements. So you're not just going to throw me underneath general contractor.
No, general contractor itself has quite a few.
Multiple facets.
Yeah, it has multiple facets. Give me just 1 second here. Let me find the listing. Let me go in here, click on this. Okay, subcategories. Here we go. Okay. Okay, hold on a moment. Scrolling. Okay. Mhm. Oh, I didn't even know that was a category. Okay. Accessory buildings. So any and all outbuildings as well as putting on additions, things like that. Bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finish, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodeling and renovation, interior finish, kitchen remodel, roofing, and they even have other, which is going to kind of encompass anything outside of that has been missed. So those are all subcategories within the general contractor, and I'm doing air quotes, so I hope you see them. Okay, general contractor category. So we cover, and Google covers all of this.
So you guys, so when somebody plugs in like kitchen remodel contractor or something, then you guys, I'll come up.
You're going to come up in four different spots, my friend. You're going to come up at Google Guaranteed. You're going to come up in the Google Local listing. You're going to come up in the organic listing. And you're going to come up on with the Facebook ads and all of the other destinations geotargeting
as
well.
So you guys are also going to do, like, SEO, too?
Oh, yes. That's the main part of what we start with. We want to do the SEO within the
no
local
idea
listing
that
to
you
correlate
did the SEO.
To correlate that with the Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
So I would want you to quit Town Square altogether and let me take over all of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So when my new website's ready to go, we're just going to, then I could pull the plug and do all that, right?
Correct. You're going to give us the credentials.
That sounds great. And you guys will, and then you'll tell me, hey, it's ready. Then I can call and cancel Town Square.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to want you to cancel Town Square pretty quickly because we can have your website up and running in 3 to 5 days.
Oh, wow. Holy
shit. So we're going to want you to cancel.
Yeah.
When you say yes to me and I get you going, I'm going to want you to turn around and call Town Square and tell them no thanks anymore. Make sure you have the credentials for your website yourself because you own it, so you have those credentials, right?
Right. And I got to make sure, too, because I know part of their fee was they were paying for the Tuscany built.com, just whatever, but my contract is that they know I own it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes, they were paying for the hosting, which we'll take over hosting at no additional cost. It's not a problem. And if for any reason they gave you a hard time on that, okay, and they tied you up for some reason, we'll provide you with another domain and free of charge until you get that straightened out, okay? To cover all bases, and we've dealt with this type of stuff before, so we want to make sure that you're completely covered, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen, okay?
Got it. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Great.
So for account purposes, your first name, is it Jeff or Jeffrey?
Whatever. Everybody calls me Jeff.
How does it read on your credit
like,
card?
You know, Jeff, J-E-F-F. Okay.
Got it. Is your last name Tuscany?
No, it's
okay.
Paolini. P-A-O-L-I-N-I.
Okay. Email?
So, nice Italian little boy.
It is.
No, I was going to say, nice Irish name, right?
I'm English, Irish, Dutch, Indian, and Scottish, you know?
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
good
I've got a
you.
Lot. I've got a
it.
Lot.
Yeah, you got a lot covered there.
I do.
Oh, man, you probably can drink then. Oh, God bless you, woman.
I had to quit. It turns out I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah. Hey, if you're one, I'm definitely one too. Trust me, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, yeah, I had to stop completely. I've been sober almost 7 years. Yeah, it was getting.
Oh, well, good for you. I know. I'm almost at the. Well, you know what? I did quit for like a while, and then kind of now, like, all right, I can get home, just have a few beers, and then a glass of wine with dinner, and I'm done. So, you know. Mine was, I think I was more in a party phase until I finally, like, settled down. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's good.
Then the kid came and all that. Yeah. So it was, all right, I can't be doing this shit anymore. Not, you know what I'm saying? Because I think
right.
It was one time my wife had she had something going on. And, you know, I remember the kid was just a baby and I was so hungover going out with my friends and I was like trying to take care of her, but like dying. And I said, all right, I can't do this shit no more. You know?
Smart.
So that was the end for me. Yeah, it was smart. So I just kind of.
That's
kinda, super, you know,
duper
whatever.
Smart. You gave that up.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
Yeah. I gave it up
like
and then I was able
my
to.
My hat's off to you.
Yeah. And that's it. I know I can. And trust me, I mean, there's times I get around some of, like, my friends who can just pound, like, a fucking 24-pack, like, you
right.
don't believe. And I just, you know, and I just take, you know, I'm good. You know, I've had a few.
Yeah,
I'm
you don't feel like you have to
saying?
Keep
I
up.
Wanna be...
I love that.
No. Yeah, yeah.
I love
and
that.
And they're cool with it. They don't give me any shit. They know. They actually like it if I can drive their asses home when they can't
yes.
move.
Yes, yes, the DD. Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What is your email, Jeff?
It's Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
Built, B-U-I-L-T, mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
Beautiful. I'm so glad you have a Gmail already. So the first few emails coming through are from me, Amy Nelson at localsplash.com, and the first one's going to be labeled Google Guaranteed, and the second one's going to be labeled Facebook and Google Marketing. Now,
yeah.
The next ones will be the Google Guaranteed application, and then it will also be the welcome email and things like this. So the first couple of things that we're going to do is we're going to just verify a little bit of information to get everything moving forward here for you. With this, what you're looking at, let me see. I'm going to send out a couple of text messages as well, my direct phone number and extension line, because I will be the lead on your account and point of contact for you.
Got it.
It's important that you have that information. I'm available to you Monday through Friday, okay, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard
yeah.
Time. I'm in California. So.
Oh, lucky you.
Well, I love the weather. But
I don't blame you.
Know,
you. Don't.
We do see some other pretty crazy stuff, and the cost of living out here is ridiculous. I'm right on the coast.
It's fucking retarded.
It is.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
One way to put it. That is definitely one way to put it.
I got a couple of my gay friends bought a spot out there,
uh-huh.
you know, and man, I couldn't believe what the fuck it cost them out there. It's like
whereabouts did they buy?
You know. They're fucking, what's that exclusive fucking place? Help me out there. Oh, my God.
Oh, which county are they in? Orange County?
I mean, they're, you know, they've been up my ass, not to talk gross, because I'm not gay. But
right.
you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been up my butt. They come out, bring your wife, you
yes.
know, come out.
Come
out. What's that fucking place? There's another spot in Florida, too. It's called Palm Springs. They're out in Palm Springs.
Oh, they're in Palm Springs. Oh, my gosh. It is. Yes. I could see. Yeah. If they went from Mass to Palm Springs, I understand why. So in the way.
Yeah.
In the summer, it's like 120 degrees.
Well, hold on. Well, you know what? Then they have their Cape House. Then they have their Cape Cod House in Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh.
That's on the water too.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's where they're going.
They're
in the friggin' summer.
Right. Exactly. They go to the Cape in the summer, and he's like an exclusive. I went to high school with him, right? And
uh-huh.
He's like, and all the girls. I mean, you know, I'll admit it. I'm a guy. Okay. I love
right.
women. No doubt about it. I love, love, love women. You know, and like when we went to school, all the girls were like in love with him. I mean, the guy is drop dead gorgeous, but guess what? He's gay.
He's not with it. He's not with the business.
Yeah, he's not with it. He's not. So he got into real estate. Okay. Selling real estate. And
uh-huh.
It's like all the wealthy fucking men out here in Massachusetts, cause this is like more expensive than California, like where I'm
is
from.
It?
Just check it
okay.
out.
Okay.
Yo,
okay.
Fuck yeah, dude. I think we beat you guys this year. It's one of the most expensive spots to live in my area. Yep, we did. So anyways, we always come up, like, you can say, you know, right outside of Boston, like Middlesex County in Massachusetts. I mean, you'll see it's way the hell up there. So anyhow, you know, he gets all the old guys who got remarried with these younger fucking trophy wives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of, hey, David, my wife's looking, they trust him because they're afraid somebody's going to stoop their wife. You know what stoop means? Like, fuck their
yes.
wife on him. So
yes.
they go to the gay guy. So they hire him. So, I mean, all his listings are well over $1 million.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
You know, he usually lists and sells them himself. And he'll cut him a deal at 4%. But like, I mean, he just sold something for like $3 million at 4. That was 120G commission.
Oh my
you know?
God.
I mean, he makes like, yeah, it's been years he makes over $500,000. And Barry, his partner, it doesn't really do shit except for Please David is what he does. So those two are just fucking hysterical. You know? So I've known David my whole life, and I'm like, you know, and the joke is when we're all out together, it's like, you know, like I'll grab David and say, why the fuck couldn't I be gay? Because I want Barry's lifestyle.
Right.
I mean, you buy him a fucking new Range Rover every fucking year. You buy him this, you buy him that. It's like, oh, can somebody please fucking spoil me so I don't have to work?
Please, baby Jesus, I'm with it.
100%. Great. All right. So I figured I'd tell you some stories about California.
I love that. I love that. And I've always wanted to go far, but I'll make it a couple times probably out there. Right now, my son, he's in football full time. We're just like,
it's a lot. I know.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, and these kids, they need us to be there for them like that.
Yeah,
you know,
no, they do. I mean, I got a 10-year-old daughter, so I know what
right.
it's like. Friggin' dance here, this there, that there. It's like, oh my God, can I get a break every weekend? You know?
No, you sure
I know
cannot.
What you're saying.
And it'll be gone before you know it. So,
I know.
Let's jump
right,
into
let's
this
continue.
A little bit. Yeah, I've been typing and moving along without you. No worries. Remodeling contractor, tell me the specialty services that you really want to be coming up for.
All right. I think it should be kitchen remodels, bathroom models, okay, finishing basements. What else is there that you can get me into? Jeez, whole house remodels.
Mm-hmm,
we do.
Home renovation, home improvement. Do you want the higher-end stuff?
What is the higher-end shit? Talk to me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we could put words like luxury, high-end, you know, things in order to draw that higher-end client instead of just, you know, the low – just – I'm just going to put it. Whole house reno.
To try to draw in the better clientele so I'm not stuck with like the little shit job that nobody wants. That they don't have a penny for.
Yes.
I'd rather do something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for you. High end.
Yeah.
Home improvement. improvement. Okay. Tell me, do you have guys that specialize in painting, faux finish? Do you have guys that fit that specialize in framing? Do you want additions? Do you want custom home builds? What else do you want?
I mean, yeah, I mean, custom home builds would be great, but they're far and few because we don't have too much land.
But we should still list you for them.
I mean,
we should still list you for them, because if you're not listed for it, then they're not going to pull
Nobody
you up
knows.
For it. Exactly.
Right.
If they don't know, they don't know. They don't
home
know.
Home additions,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Home additions, sometimes, you know, people get in over their head. They think, oh,
right.
you know, I got $100,000 to spend, and then they find
that's
out
not
it's
much.
200.
Yeah, that's
no.
not a lot.
You know, like I try to tell them, it's like, yeah. But usually I try to root them out over the phone and be
mm-hmm.
like, hey,
mm-hmm.
look, you know, well, what's your budget? What are you thinking? How many square feet? You know, oh, I want to do like a 20 by 20 room. Okay, that's 400 square feet, you know. You're
mm-hmm.
looking at, you know, $400 a square foot on a new addition by the time we're done tying in the old to the other, you know. You got that, you know. So take 400 times 400, you know, or whatever, and you'll figure out your price tag pretty quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, because I don't want to,
yeah,
I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
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 And then I got to go there, deal with their bullshit. Like a lot of times I try to be like, hey, you know, we're a design build firm. So, you know, I'll get a deposit from them, whatnot. And then it's sort of, all right, I'll get the architect going on it. You know, hey, look, I propose it's going to be whatever to get the job started. And then, you know, because I can't, you know, price shit out without seeing a set
right.
of plans. You know, I can come close to it and give you a square foot price tag. But, you know, it's like, you know, but people, I mean, they'll get sticker shocked when I say to them, hey, look, you want this addition? You know, this is roughly what you're looking at. They're, oh, shit. You know?
Right.
But it is.
They have
it's
to
the
go
material.
Home and swallow
Nothing
that a little
do.
Bit.
Right. Exactly. I mean, like the materials, I mean, exactly. It's like the friggin' materials are running us a couple hundred
yes.
square foot now,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, the materials
you know?
Have gone
it's
absolutely
not,
ridiculous since COVID.
Oh, fucking doubled, tripled in some instances, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so additions would be great. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Like even like window replacements, if they have that.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we do, yeah, window, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can add in keywords at any time. So the first set of
yeah.
information that we're going for is just for that local SEO and things like this. You're going to have two different client interviews, Jeff. The first client interview is going to be with the technician, and this is going to be to square this away, gain access to the Google Business Profile, go ahead and begin getting the information we need to build the custom website, all of these things. The second client interview is geared towards the Google Guaranteed application, so we'll make that in a few days because we want to give time for this to kind of to move forward. So
got it.
The first thing, do you have a Facebook page, personal or business?
One was set up moons ago.
Okay.
I believe I do. Okay. I believe I do. I mean, if you look at like, if you're in Facebook and I think you look at
mm-hmm.
Tuscany Bill, and then a moron guy that I hired years ago set something else up and I was ready to kill him. I'm like, dude, aren't you fucking up what Google's doing by changing the name of the fucking business? You retard.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get rid of that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm having trouble finding it because there's a few of them and they don't have your specific phone number.
You don't
oh,
have
I found
Tuscany
it.
Builders
framing? I found it. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I could. I had looked through all of them, and I did a refresh, and bam, there it was. I'm so excited because that's going to be
yeah.
awesome. That's going to be great that we don't have to rebuild. We could just refresh this and make it nice.
And I believe I've got that password, too, at home.
That's we're going to need
office,
that.
Rather.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing here is I'm going ahead. What are the hours of operation? When do you want the phone call?
I mean, you know, typically like 7 to like 6, I mean, like I'll answer the phone, you know, or
Monday
should I go like
Saturday.
7 to 5? Yeah.
Okay.
Saturdays too, I answer the phone.
Okay, cool. Saturday.
Yeah, so yep. Saturdays usually I do like an 8 to like 2.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter because usually I answer the phone when they call anyways.
Yeah,
know?
You're not trying to turn away money. That's
right.
Smart. Okay. So the first client interview, Jeff, that we're going to set, I would like to, if it's possible, I'd like to get that squared away today. I have available appointment time for you to speak with the technician between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Will that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be back at my office anyways between that time. So that's
perfect. So what's going to happen is I'm actually going to be the one to contact you back for that. I'll introduce you to your,
okay.
I might be out of the office.
Oh, life sucks. I live in California. I'm going to the beach with the kid.
It's raining today. Don't you dare. It's raining today. So we contact you from our 877 phone number just to every time we contact you, we're going to be contacting you from the 877 number. I myself always call from a localized number. Now, that is gone ahead and been set up. You're going to receive that email notification within your inbox. On Monday,
okay.
I would like to give you through the weekend to upload your application. Okay, so I'd like to give you through Monday to upload the application for the Google Guaranteed, or I can even give you through till Tuesday. You tell me how long you need. I've sent the application over. It's pretty self-explanatory. So what the client
I'll get it done today, and I'll try to get it done today before somebody even calls me. Okay, I'll try
okay.
to get it all done.
Yeah, the application okay. just needs.
If I can't do it, I'll do it. You know, Saturday morning. Tomorrow morning I'll do it.
Cool. So what time do you want your client interview for Google Guaranteed on Monday?
Later in the day, is that cool?
I could do between six and seven.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yep, we want to make sure that we're, and then, so what the point of this is we're making sure that if you have any questions, if you get stuck on anything with the application, it is Ivan's job to make sure that we go over that with you in order to ensure that
we answer it correctly.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we want to make sure that everything is done just so, and that is our job. Okay. We're going to get you approved and get that moving forward. So let me go ahead and add that one in. Give me a second here. Go like that. You're going to receive that email notification as well. Okay, beautiful.
All right.
So the last thing that I have
to I'm punching you into my calendar here.
Yes. And if you just, listen, if you just look in your email and you click yes on I sent you two different invitations, it's going to drop immediately into your Google Calendar.
Perfect.
Yep, you just hit confirm that you're accepting those invitations. So the next thing we're going to do, Jeff, is we're going to read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, goes over the facts of the pricing.
And if you guys stink, can I cancel you at any time?
You can cancel us at any time, absolutely. We do like to make sure that you give us at least 2 months so that way we can get everything because the application itself takes the application itself takes 4 to 8 weeks. The first page placement on Google takes 30 to 45 days. So it all happens very quickly, but at least give us 2 months to get it moving forward, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking. I'm just saying, let's say 6 months down the road. I can just cancel with you guys. Okay.
Absolutely. You sure
got
can.
It. So it's not a contract that I'm locked into for a year.
Nope.
All right,
there's no contract here.
Yeah, because you know what? That's what I like. Because you know what? That tells me you guys need to earn my business.
Exactly.
And I love
it. We're performance-based here. So we do earn your business.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. We love that.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Jeff, for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Just my first and last name.
Okay.
It does have Tuscany Builders LLC on it, but I just put in my first and last name. It should go through.
Beautiful. The billing address on that is the 338 Singletary Lane?
Correct.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5474.
Mm-hmm.
1518.
Mm-hmm.
6963.
Mm-hmm.
0456.
Expiration month and year?
5/25.
And the 3-digit code on the back.
636.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment for $4.99. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Tuscany Builders, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeff Paolini, Manager.
Jeff, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 3 business days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setups being charged for today's date, which is December 2nd, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $499 for the all-inclusive ideal package. There are no hidden taxes. There are no additional fees that have not been discussed up until this point. The reoccurring payment for the ideal package at this point will be the $249 for the local listing until your ad budget has been activated and that conversation happens with Ivan. Your ad budget will be starting at $661 and will only increase when you choose to increase the budget, okay? Everything is done on recorded lines, so all of the budgets and finances are kept straight within the account, okay?
Okay.
Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Jeff, we're going to meet all of your marketing needs. Now, just a few more pieces of housekeeping information here. I do need you to go ahead and click on this last text I'm sending you, go in and sign the terms and conditions, and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. Once that's done, we'll set a security question.
Okay, then it just came over.
Jeff?
Yeah, I'm just reading through all this shit.
Okay, cool.
Do you mind?
Yeah, no, not at all. Of course, not at all. Everything is listed there for you 100%.
Okay.
It was just so quiet. We went from laughing to joking to like dead silence.
Yeah,
I'm like, did I lose him?
Yeah.
So as you're going through, you may see an asterisk by certain things. Okay, asterisk by Google Ads means it's something that can be added to your campaign at some point in the future if you choose to move forward with that. Basically, everything else on there you already have. So LSA is the Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. You're getting the custom website design, better known as My Site, the Google Local Listing, all the directories, the call tracking. We'll go ahead and include a G Suite for you as well, but it seems like your domain and your email pretty much match already, but if it's not something that it matches, then we will go ahead and include that for you. So we just like to be like super, super explicit about everything,
right. I do have an earlier email that's still active that might register better with Google. I'm not sure, but anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I think I only had a few questions. All right, hold on. All right. All right. All right, so I only get 30 minutes of technical support.
No. You'll get as much technical support as you need. That's just something that they kind of throw in there. So the My Site has already been included with your package. So when you're going through here for the My Site and things like that, like this is for those super picky people that are calling in every single day with a change and not allowing those changes to really even take place. We have to put a limitation on them. I'm going to tell you that I've only seen it like in my entire 7 years here. I've seen it like twice where they've been like, listen, lady, we got to cut you off.
I'm sure you get some designers who are, hey, I do design and they want you to change their website 12 times a fucking month because they thought something different that they wanted. Yeah. No, I'm not like that. I probably wouldn't even bother with it. Okay. All right. So if I cancel, I got to pay 12 months of website hosting, correct?
I do not believe that that's an actual thing for what we're doing because your website, I have to say that's the first time I've heard that question. And I will go ahead and say no on that because this terms and conditions is when they're adding in the custom website, My Site as an extra add-on. This is already included with your package. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like this is included in your package. It's not something additional that you're like, oh, by the way, I want an extra. I offered this to you as part of the deal. So I do not believe that you would have to pay that additional fee because it's already included. Let me see here. Yeah. I'm going to have to get some clarification on that, but I really do not believe that it would be up for $199.
All right. So just so we're clear, I can pause the Google campaign, for instance.
You can pause all of it.
At
any time.
Okay. So, I probably wouldn't want to pause the math of the SEO. Even if I am busy, I'll still, hey, look, folks, I'm busy. If you can wait on me, I'll get you an estimate. You know, you'd be surprised. I've had folks wait on me for like 6 months. Yes,
I wouldn't be
surprised.
You seem very personable, so it would be worth it to wait, you know, because you seem like a guy who really takes good care of your clients.
So, but I just figured, why pay the extra $661 a month if I'm that busy? So that
will
be recurring every month unless I use it up, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. So basically, I set the campaign at $661. Once that gets used, they recharge it. If I pause it, they're not charging every month $661.
Correct.
Correct.
Correct. You understand it exactly. You've got it exactly.
Right. That's all I wanted to make sure, because I didn't want to have thousands of dollars that I owed to Google at the end of the year and I didn't even use it.
Nope. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that's why Google built this type of service, is to because they know how you guys have been through it with the Home Advisor and the things like that. You know what I mean? And they created this to trump that. And that's why everything is done the way that it is. And we're so explanatory with everything.
No, it's great. I'm glad. I just wanted to clarify so that there's no whatever, you know.
I understand.
There's no way I'm probably going to cancel the hosting fee, Facebook, and all the other shit. It was just the Google. If I get that busy, because I have been before where, you know, I've told people I can't even get to the estimates. You're going to have to wait or, you know.
Right.
I kind of wanted to start this project in the summer, and it's just like, I can't help you, you know.
Right.
Like, you need to wait. So,
right.
Yeah. So that would be my only reasoning for pausing the Google paid ads, if I had too much work and was like, oh, I can't deal with it. And then people are still calling me on the Google Maps stuff and the SEO and the Facebook ads are doing, you know?
Right.
Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And you have the strongest understanding of it, and you're the type of client that I love, Jeff, because you ask the questions, you completely understand, you know what you're getting into, and it's not like later on you're like, oh, well, I didn't know. Like, I can't stand it. I honestly cannot stand laydowns, because when it's a laydown and I have no questions, I can almost guarantee you every time that we're going to have a problem. They didn't ask any questions. It's so important to ask questions, and you understand everything perfectly.
Yeah, thank God. I'm glad we're good.
Yes, absolutely. I do need to go ahead and set a security question on the account. Anytime that you call in, Jeff, or if somebody reaches out to you and you're not sure if it's Local Splash, we want to make sure that we protect all of your proprietary information. So you would ask for your security question. I have either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's just go with the first pet's name.
And what is that?
It's Poochie. P-O-O-C-H-I-E.
Cute.
All right, so now it's asking me for a username and password.
Username and password is going to be given to you in approximately 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interviews.
All right, so I don't even want to log in.
That's just the tracking and reporting system, so you're going to want to bookmark that on your phone. But when you have, we'll send you email and text when your login credentials are ready. Right now, everything is empty in there, but we like to go ahead and get everything moving forward on that. So if you want to bookmark it, that's perfect. If not, you will be sent over login credentials via email and text, okay?
Got it.
All right. Now, as
you
of right
really
now,
have that colored, hold on, time out. You really got that colored hair?
I do.
That is super cool. I won't tell my daughter, because that's what she's been asking me. That's what she wants too. Isn't that funny?
If she does want it, I have a way to do it without ruining her hair, and you don't have to bleach her hair. So if you choose to let her do it.
Yeah,
If you choose to let her do it, you call me and I'll give you my formula, because
you're the best, Jamie. Although my wife will probably murder me later, but that'll be okay.
You know, it's better. Sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Exactly. Now you understand me.
Absolutely. So your client interviews have been accepted. I'm going to go ahead and put everything's in input into the account. And 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get a text and an email reminder. If you have any further questions, you have all my contact information. I'm totally here for you. Just let me know what I can do, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Amy.
You're so welcome. You have a blessed day, and thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you too. Behave yourself, young
lady. Always. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.